information session on Sunday, June 4th at 6 p.m. According to the group's Facebook event page, CopWatch is an effective and legal tool for empowering communities, ending police misconduct, unprofessional behavior, and discrimination. You have the right to observe and record all police activities in public places. Learn how to exercise your rights safely and legally. A workshop will be taught by comedian and activist Elsa Waithe. Suggested donation of $5 to $10, but no one will be turned away. Find out more by emailing contact@bgsqd.com. Then on Tuesday, June 6th at 6 p.m. at Brooklyn Borough Hall at 209 Girolamo Street, the Brooklyn Synagogue Coalition for Refugees is holding a candlelight vigil to, quote, commemorate the anniversary of the day that the MS St. Louis began its fateful return journey to Europe with over 900 Jewish refugees on board after being refused entry to the United States. The group's statement on the event continues, our communal experience demonstrates the tragic consequences of denying safety to refugees. And on that day, we will stand together to call on our elected officials not to repeat the mistakes of our past. The march is part of a national day of remembrance being held in Jewish communities across the country. To get more information, email Congregation Beth Elohim, one of the coalition members, at info@cbebk.org. Demonstrators from the Women's March to Ban the Bomb will assemble Saturday, June 17th at noon at Bryant Park in Manhattan before marching to Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza at East 47th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue, where there will be speakers and musical performances. Organizers Women Ban the Bomb describe themselves as, quote, a woman-led initiative building on the momentum of movements at the forefront of the resistance, including the Women's March on Washington. It will bring together people of all genders, sexual orientations, ages, races, abilities, nationalities, cultures, faiths, political affiliations, and backgrounds. You can learn more about the march and the group sponsoring it, the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, at womenbanthebomb.org. That's the WBAI Resistance Calendar for the week ending Saturday, June 3rd. I'm Jesse Lent.
Like many of you, like many Americans, I have felt frustrated and betrayed by the state of the mainstream media in this country, a media whose priorities seem out of step with their responsibilities. We need a media that strengthens democracy, not a media that strengthens the government. We need a media that enriches public discourse, not one that enriches corporations.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and this is WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Everybody, Ben Starr and Kevin O'Donohue here with you with The Positive Mind, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. And today we have a great guest. Going to get to that in a moment. Just want to remind you we are in fundraising mode, and those of you who have contributed so far, I want to thank you for that. If you haven't and you're a fan of The Positive Mind or WBAI in general, now's your chance to go to the phone, call 516-620-3602 and help us meet our goal. We really can't do it without you, and WBAI is entirely dependent on the contributions of people like you. So today we have a very exciting guest, and Kevin, I know you're especially excited because you've
very
been talking
so.
About doing this show for a long time.
Yeah, and Armand before me.
And Armand before you. And this is not just someone who was a friend of Armand's, but someone who Armand was a big fan of. We have in the studio with us today Anna Maria Cianciulli. Anna Maria, thank you for being with us.
It's an honor, Ben. Thank you.
It's great to have you. And
thank you.
For our audience out there, Anna Maria is a producer, a director, and an actor. She's been prolific, but she's most known for Life After Her as well as Stay. And she's been nominated for Best Actress from the International Festival of Cinema and Technology. And recently was played a principal role in the Lifetime Network's movie Stealing Chanel. She also wrote the Italian edition of Stanford Meisner's classic book on acting. And she is a senior instructor at the New York Film Academy, right here in New York, as well as Acting Studio, Inc. And so we're going to draw the connection, because what we talk about here on The Positive Mind are matters of the heart. And we talk about emotion, we talk about the human experience. And we're going to draw this connection between that and acting, because there's a very real thread running through both of them, that they're inexorably linked. And Anna Maria, that's why we've brought you here today, to shed some light on that for us and tell us a little more about what you do, but also about how emotion and psychology is linked to acting.
Of course. Well, I believe that personally as an actress, I was drawn to acting because I had a need to express myself. I think that some of us have more emotions available, and we need to place them somewhere. And I think that art is always a great place to put them, whether it's a role or whether it's painting or whether it's writing. It all comes down to, I have something to share. I have something to say, humbly,
obviously, from the heart.
From the heart. I remember Armand always saying, "There's love in this path." Right. And so for me, there was love in this path. I mean, I was always on this. I was on stage since I was a 17 years old girl, and so I was trying to find, you know, a way for me to express myself. And I think that acting discovered me. I came to the States. I didn't even know that I was going to become an actress. Yeah. And it just, you know, I was just struck by a class at the Actors
Studio. See, you and I know each other because I took your acting class.
Exactly, Kevin.
And before we get into my experience, I want to talk about, how was your path through acting a path through liberation?
Yes. It was a path through liberation because acting offers this great opportunity to let go, you know, let go emotionally, without consequences. So you're giving a role and you're finding your truth in it. You're finding what it means to you. Mm. And so you're giving yourself permission to express that, you know, to express that emotions connected with that role or what that circumstance is.
And difficult emotions that might be off limits.
Exactly.
At other times.
At other times. And so you're so in the moment when you're doing it, and you're not, and there are no consequences, so it's safe. You know, I'm in a scene. I'm
almost like therapy.
Exactly, it's very safe because after you bow, like two people who have done work together, and so for me, I think art heals because it gives you that. You know what I said before: it gives you an opportunity to express it. And when you express yourself, when you express your feelings, when you feel your feelings, when you feel your pain in one way or another, whether it's through colors or art or singing, you always feel balanced after.
What I liked about it was the surprise factor. I mean, here you are, you're put into an imaginary situation.
Right.
And you think going in, okay, I can handle this. I think I've got this.
Right.
And then midway through, you discover other parts of yourself, other parts come out. When the hint of an emotion is there, then all of a sudden it blossoms and you do things that you never thought you'd be able to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in fact, this reminds me of a beautiful beautiful quote from Lee Strasberg, who said that an actor is both the pianist and the piano. Now, if you think about that, is the actor's instrument is himself or herself.
Yeah.
So you need to learn where your notes are. You need to learn how to play them. And that is really what it is about going in an acting class, because you learn about your own piano. You learn how to hit certain notes. And sometimes you know that you have them. Sometimes you don't know where they are. You have to discover them.
Right. And we are lucky today to have a special guest come back to us from his very busy and creative life himself, an actor, Julian Joiello.
Hey.
Julian, welcome back. It's been a while.
It is great to be back in the studio and for this very special fun drive, which I feel lucky to be a part of.
Yeah, and we are so lucky to have you. Julian has actually made it as a star. He co-starred with Julie Andrews and is continuing to co-star with her. Is that correct? Tell the people what you're what
yeah,
you're doing.
I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a kid's show, but it's a kind of variety show with lots of guest stars like Josh Groban and Alec Baldwin and Carol Burnett, to name a few of the really big ones. And I co-star alongside Julie Andrews on a show called Julie's Green Room on Netflix. It works with the Jim Henson Company and Julie Andrews and myself, and we are kind of like teaching kids about the arts, doing all kinds of stuff with singing, dancing, acting, juggling, all kinds of crazy stuff, and hanging out with all these
and
stars.
This show is in syndication, isn't it?
Yeah, it's out right now. So if you wanted to watch it, you could go to Netflix.com and look up Julie's Green Room, and you'd see us right there, which is pretty cool.
And yeah. Is it showing in other countries also?
Oh, yes. It's well, Netflix supposedly is in 196 countries.
Okay.
I haven't been to all the countries yet to test it myself, but we're translated and dubbed in 20 languages. So if you want to see me speaking in French or Arabic, if you go to the respective country and click the language section, you can actually hear me singing and speaking in French or Spanish.
Beautiful.
Or German or Dutch. It was pretty weird
Armand
seeing all the
proud.
Trailers.
Yeah, he would love that.
I know, he would be like, this Dutch trailer is amazing.
But we're going to be talking with Julian later in the show about how acting became so important to him, how it's a creative vehicle for him, how it's changed his life, influenced his life, and how much he loves it.
Yeah, and it's great to be here with Anna Maria Cianciulli too, because this is such an important fun drive for me specifically, because I've always wanted to bring the sort of power of acting classes to the masses, and I've been through many, many theater classes. I went to conservatory at NYU for drama, at Tisch, and in high school, and several studios in the city, and so it's always been a kind of thing for me to wish upon a person I care for to be able to go to an acting class and experience what it's like to improv, to listen to other people, to be present in the moment. And Sanford Meisner is the main teacher who does that. And it helps not only actors, but just normal people. An acting class is not just for actors. It's actually really
everybody can use it.
It's a really beneficial experience for everybody, because I remember when I was in NYU at Tisch Drama Conservatory, I would go there every day and be like, I'm learning as a person right now. I'm learning skills that even if I never become an actor, if I become an accountant,
really,
there is an emotional depth that is found and explored in acting classes that really isn't found anywhere outside of probably just therapy.
That's a beautiful statement.
Yeah, and it's really just so valuable, and it's more of a hands-on kind of therapy. I mean, it's like, hey, let's deal with these emotions right now, and if you feel them, you have this safe space to experience them.
Yeah.
So I really can't overstate the value of an acting class to just the layman.
Imagine going to college and learning something that you can just learn for, that's useful while you're going through it.
I know, it's nuts.
And Anna is a specialist at making people feel comfortable. I mean, as far as knowing all of the Sanford Meisner techniques, she's also an expert at putting people at ease.
Yeah.
So you were there at the bedside with Armand when Anna was there, talking about us to do this very thing.
Oh, yes.
Well, we'll talk more about that later.
Really cool.
I just want to briefly introduce Julian Joiello in the house, and we're so privileged and lucky to have him, and very pleased and happy. And he will be chiming in as we go through this wonderful, wonderful fun drive. And so what I liked about it was that it was, you know, first came the permission. I gave myself permission to go into this and come what may, feel what I feel. And then I realized, gosh, there's so much here. There's so many emotions. There's so many things that I've been bottled up and holding back. that I can really get liberated.
Yes.
If I go deeper and deeper and deeper into this.
And you were great, actually.
Well, I feel like I just touched the surface, scratched the surface, but it was so liberating. Even in the little that I did, I felt, what it did for me mostly was it made me less self-conscious.
Exactly.
After what, 3 months, 4 months?
Yes.
I felt just through the exercise we did, out in my life, I took those exercises. And I just couldn't be bothered with being self-conscious much anymore.
Exactly. And I remember you finding some really strong moments, and having some great impulses, which obviously were there, and acting gave you permission
to
express it. And so accessing emotion is a really big deal. And one of the things that I do at the time that I teach my students how to emotionally prepare, and I ask them, well, what do you know about yourself that generates an emotion? You know, where is it? Where is the box? You know, what Ben was saying, accessing emotions is a really important aspect. I don't know what makes me happy. I don't know what makes me sad. Sometimes young students are not in touch with that, and so they have to. That's why I say to them, their very first class, I say, you're here to develop yourself so that you can become more of you. But becoming more of you means to learn more about you, to understand more why you feel the way you feel, to develop a greater emotional intelligence.
And you had a great quote about Einstein that first session we had, that life begins when you get outside yourself.
That's right, exactly.
And I think I took away from the workshop that I'm outside now.
Right.
I'm outside. Great. I got a taste of what it's like to be outside. You know, we're often so locked into our own inner dialogue, our own inner critic, our companion, we'll call it.
Exactly.
Our own companion that we walk around the world with. And after this acting class, I was less interested in that person and much more interested in being outside.
Exactly.
Anna Maria, you said something that blew me away just now about how you relate to these younger students, and so much of it sounds like a therapist talking, because you're unlocking emotions, you're unlocking access to difficult places that people may be uncomfortable going, and yet you've created this safe space that people can explore it without consequences, as you said.
Yes.
Which brings us to what we're here to offer you today, which is something that we've never done, and we're excited to be able to do it. Anna Maria, as you know, as I mentioned earlier, she is a senior instructor at the New York Film Academy, a prolific director, producer, and actress, actor. She's done all kinds of work, both film and
live action
plays, theaters.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's your resume is pretty astonishing.
But also, she is the translator for the Meisner technique into Italian.
Yes,
so
exactly.
She introduced Meisner to all of Italy.
Hailing from Florence, Italy. And we're offering our listeners a chance today to experience a 3-session acting class right here with Anna Maria Cianciulli. And it's all play, right? There's no pressure involved in this acting class. It's going to be fun. And it's also going to be an opportunity to explore emotions in a safe way, right? You let people tap into certain emotions, whether it's a tension, whether it's an anger, whatever it happens to be. You take people there in a safe way.
Absolutely.
And it's a very powerful thing. And the number to call is 516-620-3602. We're offering these 3 sessions with Anna Maria Cianciulli. It's an acting class, but there's a lot more to it than acting. Because
it's an acting play.
Yes, if you can hear what Anna Maria's describing her work as, there's so much emotion behind it.
And so we're
giving you a chance to get in touch with that. 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Anna Maria, this is going to be a 3-session class.
Yes.
Give people a general idea of how those sessions might play out. Are you going to have a specific focus in the first session?
Yeah.
I have to interrupt. I have to say one thing about emotions, though. Sure. Yeah, it's not like we come into this class and Anna says, okay, you're going to start crying.
No.
Yeah. It starts very simple. I remember just sitting across from somebody. You just paired me with somebody.
Yes.
The first class, the first day. And you just said, oh, you're wearing a blue shirt.
Right, exactly.
So let's tell people what this exercise is.
Yes, because you stepped into the Meisner technique, Sanford Meisner technique, which is my favorite, of course. You know, and I have been, you know, have been trained in several techniques, but this one seemed to be the one that I love the most for his integrity and for how kosher it is in terms of taking care of the
and
identity.
Accessible. Right.
So, you know, the big deal, you know, like when you say at Einstein, you have to be outside of yourselves is of yourself is to discipline your attention, right? Where is your attention? You know, and many, many times, especially, I can see that the very first class, the shifting of the attention from yourself to another person already creates the condition for you to feel free, right? Because you're not thinking about yourself. You're just really, and so that is the first thing I say. Put your attention on something that is outside of you. Because great acting is spontaneous. The great acting doesn't come from the head. It comes from the heart.
And when we're living in the now, and when we're feeling our emotions, that's also spontaneous.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. But you have to. But I think the class teaches you to get prepared.
Right.
To have the emotion.
Right.
We hold ourselves back. We talk ourselves out of an emotion so much. But this the simple process of repeating, just getting outside yourself by noticing somebody else,
exactly,
gets you subtly out of your head and ready for an emotion.
Absolutely. And it creates the condition for you to let go because you're no longer thinking about what you're doing. So it takes care of that self-consciousness.
This is an exciting experience for people who have never been involved in acting or never taken an acting class. Again, the number to call, 516-620-3602. We're offering a 3-session acting class with Anna Maria, who we've been speaking to here on the air. She's a senior instructor at the New York Film Academy. The classes here, we are going to be much smaller, I can assure you, here at the Positive Mind Center on West 57th Street.
And just to clarify, on these fun drive
classes, they're going to be on Friday evenings in July and August.
Right, so if you donate $150 right now to get this workshop and do this workshop with Anna Maria Cianciulli, it's a $150 donation at 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, and you'll have the option of taking your 3 classes in July, in the first 3 weeks of July, each Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m., and that would be the 7th, 14th, and 21st, right?
Right, and then if you miss one of those, you can make it up on the 28th.
Which would be the fourth Friday.
The fourth Friday.
Of July. And the same sort of experience
in August. Same thing for August, right. We got a lot of people interested in this premium from the last go-round. So we've spread it out for July and August so everybody gets met and everybody can get their chance. But we also wanted to give people a chance that, wait, maybe there's one Friday that they can't make it and through no fault of their own. So we're giving them the option all through July and through August to pick up that fourth class if they've missed the second class or the first class, that they can come at least a fourth time.
Absolutely. So just to quickly go over those dates again, you can either choose to do your 3 classes in July or August. It's going to be in the first 3 weeks on each Friday
evening
of each of those months. So if you decide to choose July as your month for your classes, it'll be the 7th, the 14th, and the 21st. And if you miss one of those, you can have a makeup on the last Friday on the 28th.
Correct.
And if you decide to do it in August instead, you get your 3 classes on the 4th, the 11th, and the 18th with a makeup on the 25th. And it'll be from 6 to 8 p.m. right here at
Positive Mind Center. And
that's Positive
Mind Center. And I'm going to be calling everybody directly anyway and logging in that these dates are going to work perfectly for you. So Fridays in July and August, it's a 3-night workshop. If you miss one, we're giving you a 4th. In both July and August.
Awesome. And this is such a unique experience that you do not want to miss out on. And also, coming from an actor myself, I have been to so many acting classes, and they are normally very expensive, very difficult to go to during kind of somewhat inconvenient times. This is a perfect timing, 6 to 8 p.m. on a Friday. 3 weeks, I mean, three classes for a $150 donation.
Talk a little bit about the value of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
you being a veteran actor, you must know how much this stuff costs.
Oh, no, this stuff is... It's expensive. I mean, I went to NYU, so right. I know what expensive is like.
Yes, you do.
But, you know, these classes are coming at a really great price. You're not only... Are they a great price? But it's a donation to your favorite radio station, WBAI.
Yeah.
And it's also tax deductible. And this is going to be in the Positive Mind Center, which is an amazing space to have an acting class. I mean, it's peaceful, it's quiet, it's warm, serene. I mean, for anybody who's been here, and a lot have been here now, it's a beautiful space. Kind of waiting to give you a hug, and it's a warm place. You want to be in a comfortable space when you do an acting class, because it's all about finding that vulnerable, present, emotional place for yourself. So it's going to be with a lot of great people. It'd be kind of cool to meet other listeners of the Positive Mind too in this acting class. Yeah. It's going to be a really unique experience.
Yeah, we're so fortunate to give this. Armand is looking down on us, smiling, loving that the space is being used for this.
Absolutely.
And making therapy playful, making acting playful, healing playful, and growing and learning playful.
516-620-3602 is the number to call to make your $150 donation to get these three acting classes in July or August.
Anna Maria, I want to ask you, how much of acting coaching that you do, because you also work with a lot of established working actors, how much of that coaching involves invoking someone's lived experiences to get them into the emotional and mental and spiritual state to be able to play a role?
Yes. Well, there are a couple of ways to get there, you know. It depends on the part that you're playing. If you're playing a part where, you know, for instance, you're playing the role of a young mother who lost a child, for instance, and you never had that experience, so you can't really draw from, oh, I lost a child, so I know what it means. But definitely, you know what, you know, you can ask yourself what loss means to you. And that becomes the initial exploration, you know, of a process which is very detailed, you know, when an actor is preparing a role. But where is my truth in this? You know, what does loss mean to me? And it can be anything. It can be anything in terms of connecting personally with that issue. Because, you know, actors, that's what they do. They really have to respond to imaginary stimulus.
And I remember one of our students in the class that I took, you really walked her through her process. She was crying long before she got on stage. And she was a pro. I mean,
she was.
I felt embarrassed to be in the same class as she, but... I mean, she was a real pro, but she was getting herself prepared for the scene, and she cried about a breakup with her longstanding boyfriend to go into the scene about a couple that's breaking up. And it's just fascinating to watch.
Yes, and I would use, you see, one of the things about my work is that I really try to understand what each student needs.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an energetic, you know, I understand that, and that leads me to pull up my, you know, from my toolbox what I need to help that student through a critical moment or a critical area. Because sometimes life events they can shut you down.
Yeah.
They can shut your emotions down.
Right.
And so as a coach, if you feel that the student has a blockage, an emotional blockage, you have to try to help the student out of it. And so in that day, you know, and I did that exercise with that student because she had the experience, and I knew that she could handle it, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to help her break through that resistance and free herself.
And we want to tell the audience that you're not going to be pushed to these areas yourself.
No.
I just wanted to illustrate the point.
Exactly.
And, you know, that, yes, you'll be challenged to get outside yourself. You'll be challenged to take your attention and place it outside
exactly.
and on somebody else.
Yes.
But you're not going to be forced to, you know, relive your whole childhood or anything.
No, because it has to be playful, like you're saying.
Yeah.
And I sense, you know, I sense what my group is capable to take and how I go up, you know, and how can I help them.
And from what you were telling me earlier, Kevin, about your experience in this class, even the playful nature of this class can be cathartic, right?
Totally cathartic and liberating because, I mean, you get afraid, you get a little nervous going up there, you know, oh, it's going to be my turn in a minute. But once you get past the first sentence, and again, some of these exercises are so rudimentary, like you have brown eyes, and they'll say, I have brown eyes, and you have brown eyes, and I have brown eyes. So they're very rudimentary, very simple, but you slowly find yourself disappearing into the exercise. And then if you're paying attention to what's going on in your body, your body sends you signals, then you get these emotions coming out and the spontaneity coming
out. And for you introverts out there, just know these are going to be small class sizes. So it's not like you're going to be getting up in front of a giant room full of people.
No. And then it's really my job to put everybody at ease. You know, that's what I do. That's my...
You're a master. You know? that was your mastery, you know? I have to say.
And, you know, and when you're saying, you know, it's a simple exercise which wants to begin training you into listening. You know, I to these days, you know, anytime that I teach the Meisner work, you know, and technique, I'm amazed at how people don't listen. You know, we're there. Mm. We're there most of the time. But to really, because, you know, the whole point of repeating that sentence is that you have to mirror the other person and try to listen every time if there is a little change coming from the other person. So you have to really be there every moment, right?
And every class started with that exercise.
Right, exactly.
Every class. Yeah. We all, whether the pros,
just as a warm-up,
the pros
the
in the room
yeah,
and
yeah.
the amateurs like me started.
And
because it did make you listen.
Listen.
Because you have to repeat back the same way the other person
exactly.
is saying.
And you can't do the exercise unless you listen. And that's what Meisner's point was. You know, I need to find an exercise that will force actors to listen and to get out of their head. And that's why he created the word repetition game, and that's the first step of the technique, as you know, that
yes,
then it goes into the
subjective
repetition and all of that. And that is, okay, I'm here in front of you, you're here in front of me, and now we're looking at each other, and now I'm looking at you. And the first question I ask is, where is your attention? Is on the other side. And where is yours? Is on the other side. That's the best place to be.
Because
when your attention is on the other side, you're not thinking about what you're doing. And if you're not thinking about what you're doing, you create the condition to be spontaneous and to be and to let go, you know?
So tell people about the how dare you exercise.
Oh, the how dare you.
We're jumping ahead here, but go ahead.
I mean, this is something that I came up with, and possibly it might be in some book, but it's a one line exercise, and I ask my student to think of an event or a person or something that resonates in them in terms of justifying to say this line. You know, I have to justify why I say this line. And so I think of something. You know, is there somebody in your life? Is there a situation? And you can improvise on the line too. Don't you? And the line is, don't you dare do that again, or don't you dare say that again. And I'm amazed about every one of them coming out with this with this huge emotion. It's as if every one of us has a little ghost in the closet that needs to be told that, you know. And when that happens,
we got a puppy in the studio.
He's how dare you? Dare you do that,
he's
puppy?
He's getting into it.
Okay,
he's afraid.
I'm sorry, this my little puppy.
He's afraid that Anna's going to be attacked.
Exactly, exactly, and that's why he's defending me.
But
he's defending
me. You know, everybody can say that line. How dare everybody can say that to somebody? And that was beautiful in the class.
Yes.
How organically it came out.
Yeah, organic. And how big.
And the colors that came out.
Yes.
How, you know, the dimensions of this. How dare you do that to me?
Again, exactly.
Don't you?
And then I ask him, how do you feel? I ask the students, how do you feel? I say, oh, my God, I feel so much better.
It's a relief.
Yeah. And that you said it, Ben. You know, acting should release you. You know, it's a way of releasing, and it's a way of balancing your emotion, and it's a way of making you feel better.
So it is this pathway to getting outside.
Exactly.
You know, because we hold this, how dare you?
How dare you?
And
exactly.
I mean, these are lines yes. we heard growing up,
exactly.
and they're percolating in there.
And think of the yes. the energy and the power that yeah. even just the words hold. That
yes.
you know, you didn't even really raise your voice, but the dog that's in here could feel that sort of verbal aggression,
yeah.
even though it, you know, it's not
amazing.
Really there.
Yeah,
it's
you know?
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's
and
amazing.
What's great about here at the center is you can come in here and you can say that to your partner. If you have a partner that you want to bring to this rudimentary elementary acting class,
yes. Yes.
that you can yell in this room. How, and you can
yes.
really get outside yourselves to see what's really there. What's
yes.
underneath? What's behind all
yes,
this?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, one of the things I say to my students the first day is, like, do you think we live lives in where we are given permission to act things out? And their answer is, no.
Not here
we
in New
can't,
York City.
we can't act things out. And there comes... You know, acting, and you are in an acting class, and all of a sudden you're given permission to act things out and say the truth, because we don't say the truth in our everyday life.
Anna, let's add this to part of the classes, that people yeah. in the second class can say, what is it I want to act out today?
Yeah.
What do you think? Is that a good exercise?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, so yeah. again, I think it's very useful for couples.
Yes.
You know, if you want to yes. come in with your partner to just... use this exercise to get beyond what has been hidden.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Positive Mind here on 99.5 FM, WBAI. And we're speaking with Anna Maria Cianciulli. I'm Ben Starr, here with Kevin O'Donohue, as always. We are in fund drive mode, which means that we are raising money to support WBAI's continued existence. As you know, we're completely listener-supported. And today we're offering a chance to come on in, meet with us down here at the Positive Mind Center on West 57th Street. And Anna Maria, whose voice you've been hearing here, is a very lovely, very elegant, and very experienced person when it comes to acting, directing, and coaching. She's actually a senior instructor at New York Film Academy here in Manhattan. And she's very generously offered this to WBAI free of charge as a way to incentivize our listeners to contribute to the station. So what she's offering is a 3-session acting class. And again, this is no pressure. This is no, you know, if you're an introvert, I know you're out there at home thinking, I don't even know if I can show up to this, let alone get in front of a group of people and, you know, reveal part of who I am. But again, these are going to be small class sizes.
And if you don't even want to go beyond saying you're wearing a red shirt or you're wearing a green shirt, and that's the first exercise. I mean, literally, that's it. If you don't want to go beyond that, that's fine. You can start with that. So, yes, if you're an introvert, this is a perfect place to come in.
It's also a way to work your way out of that or
yes.
your way out of that comfort zone.
Yeah.
So, again, it is our fun drive here on WBAI, and we are completely listener-supported, which means we depend on your help. It's just about 1:30, so we're going to take a short musical break. We're going to give you a chance to pick up the phone and call that number, 516-620-3602. And when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more with Anna Maria about her acting class and the work that she does in general. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Running away with me.
The Temptations here on WBAI with Just My Imagination Running Away With Me. I'm Ben Starr. You're listening to The Positive Mind. And yes, we are talking today about imagination in a lot of ways and emotion in a lot of ways. Take it for that what you will. We are here in our fund drive mode. We do need to raise a little bit more money to meet our goal today. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. And I just want to thank all of you out there who have contributed so far today. Why is this important? I think you know why this is important. WBAI is the sole, fully listener-supported station on the dial here in New York City. Yes, I know that if you're listening to BAI, you probably listen to a couple other stations that bill themselves as listener-supported. But I want to remind you that they lead on the news with "This is the morning news brought to you by, you know, such and such luxury sedan," or "The morning news brought to you by a financial advice firm." And we don't use any kind of corporate underwriting. We are not connected to any corporate or political entrenched interests. And that is what allows us to bring you completely independently minded content. We are not biased. You know, yes, certain individual producers have their biases. That's fair to say. But their biases are a personal bias and not a bias, not an allegiance, not a blind loyalty to, you know, where the money is coming from. The money comes from you. And that's why I'm appealing to you at home, in your car, at work. I'm asking you to get on the phone right now. Call 516-620-3602. We can't do this without you. This station has been in operation since the early 60s, and it's exactly because every generation of listeners has paid it forward to the next generation. Today, I'm asking you to pass this station on to people in the 2020s, the 2030s, and beyond. So please go to the phone, call 516-620-3602. It's important, and I think you understand why it's important now more than ever for there to be a fully free speech community radio that is completely unbeholden to any kind of business, political, or special interests. This is truly the voice of the people here in New York. And when you flip through the dial, you can hear that, right? Flip to WBAI any hour of the day. It does not sound like anything else on the radio. It is local. It is organic. It is real. It is human. And just look at the diversity of producers and voices and topics that get discussed on this program and on this station at large. So again, 516-620-3602. We have an exciting premium today that we've never offered before. It's a three-session acting class with Anna Maria Cianciulli, who we've been speaking with here in the studio today. Anna Maria is a seasoned actor. She has directed, she has produced, she has coached. I know she's very modest, but she has coached some pretty impressive people. And she is currently a senior instructor at the Acting Studio, Inc. here in New York City, as well as the New York Film Academy. And so when you come on in to the Positive Mind Center for this three-session acting class, you know that you're dealing with a professional. I mean, this is your vocation, Anna Maria. This is what
yes.
you do.
Yes.
And that's why it's so exciting that you have been generous enough to offer this to WBAI for free. What we're trying to do is incentivize you at home to contribute, make a tax-deductible contribution to WBAI, because we operate solely with that help. We're not getting federal funding. We're not getting money from New York State. We're getting money from our listeners. And this is what allows us to bring you independent, uncontrolled content. And it's exciting. It's on the edge. Whenever I tune into BAI and I'm not on the air, I feel like I'm at the bleeding edge of something. And I can't even put my finger on it.
Right.
It's exciting.
Yes, and you often don't know what's going to come next. You know, nothing is programmed into any of these hosts' shows. They just speak the truth, say what's real, give feedback, and tell you what's going on today, right now.
Look,
what's happening
the only
today?
The only thing we're not allowed to say, Kevin, is the same dirty words that no one else on the radio is allowed to say.
But our voice conveys our convictions.
Beyond that, there is no topic that is off limits on WBAI.
Yeah.
There is no, you know, there are no sacred cows.
And there's no other station that's going to offer somebody a chance to go somewhere in New York and play. Go have some play. For $150, donation to the station, it goes directly to the station. So, Julian, you get to tell us firsthand, how has acting changed you, influenced you, made a difference in your life?
You know, it's weird because I've spent most of my life acting, but I find that the people who get to know me that aren't actors, they sort of point out certain characteristics of friends of theirs that are actors or somebody like myself. And I noticed that the acting classes and the life of being an actor, it forces a level of presence in the moment. It's sort of required as an actor. You can't really be an actor if you're in your head. It's like the first rule of acting. You can't be in your head when you're acting, or else you look like you're in your head. Because, when a camera's up in your face, you really can't lie about stuff.
Right.
It's so close to your eyes, and if you're thinking about something and you're somewhere else, if you're detached, you're dissociative or something like that, you can't really act. You can't really listen to the other person, which is, again, one of the first rules of acting is listening to the person you're talking to.
Yeah.
And so, in a lot of ways, acting requires a level of presence from you, from your body, an awareness of your emotions, and a level of good listening. It's required from you and the person you're talking to. And if it's in acting, you need to be listening. But if it's in real life too, you learn to listen.
I was going
to
ask you, it must feel good to feel present. Fully present, fully aware in the moment, that you must take that outside of acting and have it in your real life. Is that true?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people joke about how they come out of the Meisner school, and then they're so impulsive and present that it's overwhelming. It's like, oh my God, everything's so beautiful, and I want to cry and I want to laugh.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's like, we have these friends, we always joke, it's like, oh, you come out of class and you're crying. It's like, why are you crying? It's like, everything's so beautiful. And I just want to listen to what you want to say, and I'm looking at all these people, and they're gorgeous, and their eyes, and their clothes, and the world, and it really inspires a kind of adrenaline and presence in the world that very few other things do.
Right.
You know?
I talk about getting outside. You know, for me, the acting class that I took with Anna, I got outside, of the dialogue that I have in my head all the time. And that's a good feeling. It felt really liberating to, wow, I don't even have that going with me as I'm walking down 6th Avenue.
Yeah.
And a week before I took the class, it was chronic. It was there all the time.
Yeah, I had a teacher she was from the Actors Studio, and she taught at NYU when I was there. And she used to say, like, as an actor, you have to be sunburnt. It was about you need to feel everything. You need to be sensitive to everything. Mm. And it's like you need to be able to turn that on when you're acting. And when you're in real life, you know, you don't necessarily want to be overly sensitive to everything. But it allows you the ability to be sensitive and aware of that sensitivity and aware of other people in a way that most people are not. It feels kind of like a superpower, you know,
yes,
when you look at people. Like, mm-hmm. When people are lying or messing with me, if they're not an actor, they're not a great actor, you can tell, you know? And so you kind of watch them, and you say, okay, this is their thing, this is what they're doing, okay. I see what's happening, you know? I know how this works,
I see, right.
And it's a really cool kind of observational ability that kind of comes with it, too.
Yeah. And we're talking about acting right now on a higher level, but what we're talking about in this workshop is that we want to make you more sensitive. We want to make you more present. We want to make you more aware.
Yes.
We want to make you walk out of here clicking your heels and bursting with life. And this is a playful, fun place. And Anna takes the pressure off, puts everybody at ease, and you get this sense of real aliveness. So we're offering this workshop on Friday evenings in July and August. For the July premium, it's 3 nights. July 7th, July 14th, and 21st. And if you miss one of those nights, you can come on the 28th. So that's for the July members. It's $150 premium at 516-620-3602. And then we're also running it on Friday nights in August. August 4th, August 11th, and August 18th. And if you miss that night, one of those nights, you can come on the 25th to make it up. It's a two-hour session from 6 to 8 right here at the Positive Mind Center. And as Julian says, it's a great space for people to feel aware and feel alive and come alive. So join us here, 516-620-3602.
Is it ever challenging to separate the acting from real life? I mean, especially if you're
question.
So immersed in a role.
That's a good question. You know, George Bernard Shaw used to say that acting is being in control of being out of control. You probably have. It's a paradox. So it's you have to be in control, that you can be so in it that, you know, you look at your partner and you say, you know what, I was so in it that I had to slap you for real and hurt you. Because that would be sick. Nobody can work with that. So, and I have to kind of really be there to understand if that's a possibility or not. So in the back, you lose the control completely, but you have to maintain that aspect that you're not going to hurt a person.
Say you do a scene
right
with someone where in the script that person is unspeakably cruel to your character.
Mm-hmm.
Is it ever hard to leave that there? I mean, after in the future, does that ever come back?
Yes, I mean, we know many stories, you know, of great actors who got so intensely involved in a role that it was hard for them to come out of it. So I think that it should never be that unhealthy, okay? But yes, of course, you're opening a door. You're trying to create sincerely an imaginary world, and you go long ways to create it. You know, whatever you're acting. You know, I acted the role of a compulsive gambler in the Lifetime, movie, and I had to step into that world, which was not that familiar to me. And
did you go down to Atlantic City?
I didn't go to Atlantic City, but I did everything else.
Okay.
Like everything else I did.
Yes. Scratch cards.
Everything else.
Yeah.
And I went on YouTube. I listened to people. I went to talk to people. There's a beautiful documentary, you know, Against All Odds. You know, I was trying to understand what makes somebody gamble the money of the children's university.
We did a show on that last year.
There you go.
When the Powerball was like
600 million.
Right. Absolutely. And I was, you know, I had to understand what happened. And then I realized that the brain of those people, you know, they split. So they wake up in the morning and they say, I'm not going to go play. And they find themselves playing.
What fun.
So it's like it becomes sickness.
Fun to really imagine into the head of somebody who has all this responsibility yet is also tremendously irresponsible.
Exactly.
Has to feed his children, but also has to feed his addiction.
Right.
I would imagine just, you know, trying to conceptualize that person, the inner life of that person, is fun. You know?
Yeah, they're looking for fun, but it's like a thrill. It's like what I heard from my research is like it's to them it's like better than sex.
Yeah,
you know, it's like all they live for.
The dopamine
is the thrill, the thrill, and it's like an incredible. So it's not that I want to get into the gambling, the gambler psychology, but me acting that role, I had to justify everything. You know, I wrote for myself like 19 pages history of this woman.
To
justify why she became that from a very early stage. And some of the actors will not do that. But I wanted to know where she was coming from to justify her stealing from her own son. And yet,
did you ever act in a role with a romantic interest and develop romantic feelings
for the actor?
Yeah,
it happens. You know, it happens. You know, big couple like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
You know, they met on set.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Of course. You know, it happens. Not particularly to me, to be honest with you. I mean, I've had some a crush maybe on a partner. You know, a same partner, but very professional. You know. When I work, I really, you know, I'm professional. To the bone, you know, I don't let any of that
creativity
come in my way.
Is allowing yourself to make mistakes.
Right.
Can people make mistakes in this workshop?
Of course, it's all about
they
making mistakes.
They don't have to research
mistakes.
A character.
There's you know, in my classes, there is no, the word mistake is not allowed in my class. I say that because there's no such a thing as making a mistake. When you're learning something, you're learning it. So it's okay not to know it.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to know it.
Right.
As long as you have a sense of trust for the person that is leading you. Because that's something that comes from your heart. You can't, I've been in acting classes with teachers that I didn't trust, which were unresolved human beings with whatever issues, and so they were leading their classes in such a way that I felt not safe.
I think what you did in our class was to make us sense when we were closer to the truth.
Yes,
you know, so yes. Not you know, you would interrupt and say you're not there
not,
yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Go back.
Exactly. And did you see that? How do you respond to that? Because
right.
It's all about really developing giving the students permission to be responsive, to say I can respond to this. You know, Sandy Meisner, one of the chapters of the book that I translated into Italian is called "The Pinch and the Ouch." So you know, somebody pinches you, you say ouch. If because we trained not to say ouch, that sometimes the ouch comes a little late, and so in the acting class you're given permission to say ouch
action,
right away.
Right away. Reaction.
Right action. Away. That's another big definition of action. See how intuitive you are. Ben. Acting is reacting. There's
sure.
No time to think. That's also I think is Strasberg's quote.
So I have a quote here from
yes.
A great actor who was a Meisner student.
Yeah.
If you really do want to be an actor who can satisfy himself and his audience,
yes.
You need to be vulnerable.
Yes.
You must reach the emotional and intellectual level of ability where you can go out stark naked emotionally in front of an audience.
Yes.
That's
absolutely.
A pro. Jack Lemmon.
I don't remember if he was a Meisner student, but it doesn't really matter because,
gosh,
you know, I'm sure he knew about Meisner. I mean, we can absolutely make a list of all the actors that study Meisner.
Yeah.
That's a great quote because the art will, you know, Picasso used to say that art is a lie that tells the truth. And so, yes, the truth is naked sometimes.
And you have to be vulnerable.
That's a big
We're
going
to return to this theme of vulnerability
exactly,
for the second half.
Exactly.
So why are we talking about this exactly? Well, I'll tell you why we're talking about this. Because Anna Maria Cianciulli, whose voice you've been hearing, is offering to WBAI her services. What is she offering? She is an acting coach. She's an actor. She's a producer. She's a director. She has a very long resume. Actually, congratulations, by the way, because you just won an award. You won at the New York City Indie Film Awards just this year.
Yes, just now, just a few weeks ago.
Tell us about that.
That was a very interesting experience. I started collaborating with the director of this film as a writer and as a producer. And I was also their acting coach on set because he was one of the actors. I was very honored to be part of this production. And it gave me an opportunity to talk about stuff that was meaningful to me.
Phenomenal. Well, what we're offering today and what you've offered so generously is to provide sessions, acting classes.
Yes.
Right? And this is going to be very casual, very playful.
Yes.
Very fun.
Very safe.
I personally haven't taken a class with you, but Kevin has.
Yep.
Kevin, you had a blast.
It's outstanding. You get outside yourself. So
and Ben, you're coming, Ben.
Acting exercises.
I will be there.
Yeah, you're in.
I will be there.
I have a don't dare you moment with you that I want to explore a little bit.
Okay.
How dare you, Ben?
Okay, let's do that. So the number to call, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. A $150 tax-deductible contribution to WBAI will get you into this three-session acting class with Anna Maria. She is just a joy to be around and a joy to work with. She's a senior instructor at the Acting Studio, Inc. here in New York, as well as the New York Film Academy. So this is not her first rodeo. She is very experienced as both an acting teacher, an acting coach, an acting tutor for yes. working actors. You don't have to be a working actor. In fact, you don't have to have any acting experience whatsoever.
Unprecedented opportunity.
Okay, this is an experience that you can have. You can get it for yourself. You can get it for a friend, a loved one, a family member. 516-620-3602. We need your support, and we found a way to offer you something really great in exchange for that support. So take us up on it. I promise you won't be disappointed.
Yes, 516-620-3602. And if you wanted to ever say to Ben Starr, I dare you to try and do that to me again, Ben Starr. I dare you. Here's your chance right here at this office, the Positive Mind Center, 516-620-3602. You know, we have to keep repeating it. You're not going to find this anywhere on the dial or anywhere in New York City to have a woman acting coach of Anna Maria's caliber offering her time, sessions, fun, exercises, acting exercises. You can say you took with a real pro here for simply $150, three nights of experience to come here and really get outside yourself. I challenge you to bring a friend, bring somebody, just someone you can, you know, work off of. I mean, you'll set us up with different people. Obviously, yeah. You will. But if you want to work something out with somebody, Anna has just the right exercise for you. It's worth, you know, this is one therapy session in three nights. 516-620-3602. It's a great bargain. It's a great, great deal of fun.
And these are going to be small, intimate class sizes. Yes. You're going to get plenty of attention. Anna Maria told us a little bit before we came on the air today about what these acting classes entail. It sounds like a blast. I'm actually looking forward to it. The number to call is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Thank you for those of you who just called in the last 5 minutes. We appreciate that. We need more of you. We are approaching the top of the hour. We need as many of you as possible to call in and contribute at any level that you're comfortable with today. We do have the premium set at that $150 level. That doesn't mean that you can't call in with a contribution of $10, $20, $30, $50. Every contribution matters. Every contribution gets us that much closer to our goal. And our goal is continuing to provide community-oriented free speech radio. We're smack in the middle of the FM dial in New York City, the largest media market in North America. It's astonishing when you think about what a gem this resource is, what a gem and a treasure it is that we have WBAI in our community. I'm asking you today to step up and show your support for that. Vote with your dollar. Call 516-620-3602. For those of you at home who have been longtime listeners to The Positive Mind and longtime listeners to this station, and you can't even remember the last time that you called up and made a contribution, today is your day to call. 516-620-3602. if you've been listening to this station for a year or more and you've never participated in one of our fund drives, you've never contributed, I want to appeal to you today to make a contribution. I mean, think about if you pay a cable bill, right? You're paying that monthly. I'm asking you to pay whatever it is you pay for your cable bill and make that your yearly contribution, your radio bill. Think about it like that. If you enjoy this content, if you enjoy the work that we put in and the work that other producers put in and the variety of voices and music and politics and news and all kinds of health, eclectic programming that you hear on WBAI, I'm appealing to you personally, please, my friends, 516-620-3602. And you'll feel better after you make the call, I guarantee you. You'll feel like you did something good, like you made the world a better place. 516-620-3602.
And that's one feeling you have when you walk out of an acting class, is you feel good. You feel more alive.
Yes.
You've breathed deeply here. So for $150, you get 3 nights of breathing very deeply, walking out and feeling much more alive than when you came in.
Absolutely.
So here at WBAI, we're offering this once-in-a-lifetime premium of $150 to get to say I took an acting class with a real pro. She translated Sanford Meisner for all of Italy to get to see.
Exactly.
It looks beautiful in a book, but I needed to read it in English to really get it. But it looks beautiful.
Yes.
And in Italian.
Yes, and the Meisner techniques, it's really most popular here in
It really
these
is
days,
here in New York. Who are some famous people who took the Meisner technique?
Like three generations.
Johnny Depp. Didn't Johnny Depp... Gandolfini.
You're not going to believe, but Grace Kelly studied the Meisner technique.
Okay, tell us some contemporaries.
Grace Kelly. Oh, the contemporaries, we'll have Ben Stiller, James Gandolfini studied the Meisner
Gregory
technique.
Peck.
Well, the days, we have Grace Kelly, Gregory Peck, Jennifer Jones, Steve McQueen, Lee Grant, Robert Duvall, Diane Keaton.
These people are still working.
Yes.
Diane Keaton's in this HBO series right now.
Michelle Pfeiffer, Kim Basinger, Sandra Bullock.
Fantastic. So they've
and
all...
And great directors. I'm sorry if I interrupt you, but John Cassavetes studied the Meisner technique.
And Anna is the premier teacher here at the Acting Studio, Inc. and New York Academy here in New York City.
New York Film Academy.
And here she's coming to the Positive Mind Center to honor her commitment to Armand DeMille and to us. For $150, you get a three-session class at on acting and acting exercise. 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602.
We're coming up against the top of the hour. We will be back shortly after this. Everybody, we're back. Ben Starr and Kevin O'Donohue here with you with The Positive Mind, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. And our guest from hour one is still here with us, Anna Maria Cianciulli. Thanks again for being here, Anna Maria.
An honor.
It's a pleasure. It really is. We've been talking about doing this for so long, and we finally did it. And now it's very exciting that it's happening. Thank you to everybody who contributed in our last hour. I really mean that. We can't do this without you.
And the class is growing.
Yes, the class is growing. Most of all, you know, it's your support, it's your involvement that allows WBAI to continue this work, to continue its mission of bringing you unfettered, uncensored content from the community, from a very diverse array of voices and perspectives. And it's you won't get this anywhere else. So thank you. I know it means a lot to you because you contributed in the last hour. This hour, we have a goal of getting 20 callers. I really hope we can do that. I hope you can help us start strong and get us an early start to that 20-caller goal by calling 516-620-3602. Thank you. Again, 516-620-3602. There is one. That's nice and early. Thank you
for
that.
Beautiful, beautiful. They know what they're getting. They're getting this.
Yes, we are. Well, if you were tuned in last hour, you heard our conversation with Anna Maria. Anna Maria is an acting coach. Not only that, she is a working actor, director, producer with an extensive resume. Very impressive.
Thank you.
Just won an award at the NYC Indie Film Awards, so that's exciting. And she has donated her time to WBAI to provide a very exciting premium, one that has been in the works for a very long time now. Anna Maria, you were a good friend of Armand's. This was actually Armand's idea to put this class together, and unfortunately, he died before we could make it a reality, and since then, just we haven't been on the same page through scheduling, and I'm very glad that we could make it happen now. There will be a three-session acting class here at the Positive Mind Center on West 57th Street, offered by Anna Maria. The pitch level, the contribution level, is a $150 pledge to sit in on that three-session acting class. And it's very no pressure, very playful. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That is a premium we have on offer today. Anna Maria, thank you for being here.
It's absolutely
and
an
Armand,
honor.
And Armand, remember, Armand was so excited about this. He talked to you and me. At his bedside.
Absolutely. At his bedside. You were there, Ben, too.
That's right. That day you showed up.
Yes.
Remember, he was right.
It was a Saturday.
It was.
Well, we were talking about that very, very well.
And right
to
the end, he was thinking of the show.
Yes.
And how to make
and
it
how to
real
make it happen. Yeah.
For people. And how to give people access to healing.
Yes.
Access to growing beyond their neurosis, beyond their issues, beyond their problems and conflicts, and in a playful way. We thought this was such an exciting idea.
Absolutely. He's here right now. He's very happy.
He's in our hallways, and his pictures are here, too.
Everyone who knew Armand and who comes into the studio just remarks on how much they can sense his presence here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
His mark, his legacy, his spirit, it's here.
And
absolutely.
People come in and cry in here. People walk in the door to the studio and cry.
Of course.
So it's
of course we all
so we're honoring him with this pledge today.
Yes.
And thank you, Anna, for fulfilling it almost 2 years later.
Yes. It was in my mind.
You know,
I have been, you know.
I know. I'm glad you contacted me.
Yes,
and
we
reunited.
Yes,
so let's talk about acting. Let's talk about the play and the fun.
Yes.
And last hour we were talking about the repetition exercise.
Yes.
And getting
Meisner
listening.
Technique.
Because in that exercise you repeat back. Exactly.
Yes, you have to listen to how the other person says what the person says.
So say something
you know?
To
so
me.
Like, for instance, if I look at you and I said you have, the first step is like an objective observation, something that nobody can, you know, put into discussion. It's what it is. You have a black sweatshirt.
I have a black sweatshirt.
You have a black sweatshirt.
I have a black sweatshirt.
You have a black sweatshirt.
I have a. Okay, so we know what
so
that
is. So I'm this, listening to you, and you're
and
listening,
I'm listening
to me.
To you, and I really want to say it exactly how you're
exactly.
saying it.
Exactly. And, you know, and I'm there, you know, giving you a rhythm, right?
Yep.
Snapping
mm-hmm.
my finger,
mm-hmm.
because the idea is to force the actor, the students
mm-hmm.
to listen.
Right.
And get them out of their head.
Yes.
And it works. And it works. And begin to discipline their attention. So I cannot do the exercise if I don't listen to how you say it. And you cannot do the exercise if you do not listen to how I say it. And so, therefore, that's like a listening and concentration exercise. Because if you do not concentrate, you cannot do the exercise.
What I love about it is that you can be in a crowd of people.
Yes.
And there are other people around while you're doing this.
Yes.
And if you're a shy person,
yes.
I mean, there's no...
No,
here's a chance to be in front of a bunch of people and say something. And all you're doing is saying back somebody else's words. And so it's disarming.
Exactly. And then so I say to him, I'm not giving you a script in where you have to tell your partner how much you love them, or, you know, or how much. Exactly. You don't have to do Hamlet. I'm not giving you Shakespeare. You're just saying you have a black shirt.
So
you
take this the next step to the subjective.
Yeah.
So
then the next step begins with, okay, now let's put the attention on your partner and wait until something, you know, strikes you in a more personal way. Now that immediately puts the two people in a different place, right? Yeah. Because now I have to look at you and I have to come up with something that, you know, that is personal, that is subjective. So, you know, I could be looking at you and say, you know, Kev, you know, you remind me of my teddy bear.
Kevin is a big teddy bear.
I remind you of your teddy bear.
Right, now you're saying you're putting a point of view in it, which you're putting a question
Is that okay to do that?
Yeah, that's fine, because that's what's your immediate reaction. So I have a couple of things that I can do here.
Yeah,
I can repeat that question. You remind me of a teddy bear? Like, in listening to you.
I don't remind you of a teddy bear.
And then you can switch it to the truth. If the truth is that's not true, then you can. This is very hard to understand.
Yes,
it's a little complicated.
I remember it being complicated.
But there is a principle that guides this moment, which is, you know, I listen like before until something happens to make me change. So what happens in this step is that the two students are working off one another.
Yes.
So the repetition.
More intimate.
Yeah, it becomes more intimate. They're working off each other's behavior. They begin to understand what the person is going through in terms of their inner life. Right?
Yeah.
So, for instance, if we look at what you did now, right? You know, I said to you, you know, you look like a teddy bear. And your first reaction was, wow, you know, do I look like a teddy bear? You put a question mark. So, you know, if I look, you know, looking at your face in that moment, you know, I can work off of that and say, well, that surprises you. Because you were very surprised.
Yes.
And then you can continue and repeat and says, yeah, that I was surprised. You were surprised. I was surprised. You were surprised. I was surprised. You were surprised. Until something happened.
Again, I wanted to be a tiger.
You know, exactly. Or if you want to say something else, I don't like teddy bears, you know, something like that. So, but I will, you know, it's a little bit complicated to understand it so fast, but I have my tools, and when I teach this particular step, I make sure that I do it gradually, and I give some guiding principle. But the idea is to use the repetition to stay out of your head so that you create the condition for being spontaneous.
Yeah.
So and that, what does that build? It builds this attention. You know, I am able to see how you feel. I'm able to understand what is the truth of the moment for me. So if the truth for me is I want to be a lion, all right, I will definitely go into that truth because that's what's living in me.
Yes.
You say something that somewhat touches me and makes me a little bit, you know, uncomfortable, I can pick that truth inside of me and says, you're making me uncomfortable. Or you can read that by working with me. Oh, I just made you uncomfortable. You made me, I made you uncomfortable. You made me uncomfortable. I made you uncomfortable.
And me really uncomfortable.
I made you really uncomfortable.
Really?
And what I'm trying to get to is not, it's the students have to be themselves. And they can switch the repetition to the truth of that moment.
And just one last thing, because when we led up to the scene work where I had to be an angry husband who was betrayed by his wife, you drew out the complexity of this guy in the scene where, wait a second, he also doesn't want to lose her. So he can't be just all anger here.
Exactly.
So that was that's what this subjective exercise leads up to.
Well, you know,
Not directly, but it complicates
the idea of I'm responding in the moment to what you're doing.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know about you, but I'm definitely responding to a lot of what Anne-Marie is saying in terms of these techniques and strategies and understandings that are used in these classes. And we're offering these classes. It's amazing because Anne-Marie is a professional instructor and coach in addition to being a seasoned actor, producer, director. I mean, you have hit every level of the show business world, and we're excited.
Were
you
at Cannes?
I'm sorry?
Were you at Cannes Film Festival?
I One of the film that I was an acting coach on the set of the young son of the creator of I Dream a Dream, Alain Boubile, you know, Les Misérables, and Adrien, his young son, did a movie, and I was his I was on the acting coach on set, and that film went to Cannes.
So, you know, in light of all of your experience, we feel very lucky to be able to offer this to our listeners. And what you're doing is essentially donating your time to WBAI, yes, which I can't thank you enough for doing.
Of course.
Now we are turning to you, the listening audience, and asking you to donate as much money as you can afford to support WBAI Free Speech Community Radio. It's more important now than ever before, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Join the party. Come join the party. We've got four. Now there's another one right there, so we're up to five. We need 15 more callers and beyond, because we'll run this class to other nights. I'm sorry, Anna.
Yeah.
We're going to have you do other nights than just the one night we were planning for three nights.
Sure.
Yes, we're getting lots of... Okay, there's another caller coming in at 516-620-3602. For $150, you get to feel alive. Spring is coming.
Yeah.
Spring is coming. You will walk out of here feeling a lot more alive than when you came in. You'll feel challenged. You'll feel liberated.
Yes.
Say, how are you going to feel? Tell us.
Released.
Released.
You know, like freer.
You shed some skin.
And lighter, like you're saying. You shed some skin. You went through the fire.
Right.
You know, you challenge. It's always great when you challenge yourself into something, especially if you're, whatever scares you is what you need to do, right?
And you know, public speaking is the number one fear.
Right.
For all people.
That's right.
It's
public
amazing.
Speaking,
it's
isn't
amazing.
It? So here's a chance to play at public
exactly,
speaking.
Exactly.
You come to a room and there's 10 people, 15. There's another caller. So we have 7 callers so far. Keep coming. We have 13 more to go.
Exactly.
And you're surrounded by people. And it's virtually public speaking.
Yes.
And it was the easiest and quickest way for me to get over that fear. So
absolutely.
I recommend this class. $150 for three nights of exercises. No problems. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. For $150 premium, you get these three classes with an internationally world-famous, well-known acting coach for the acting studio here in New York City and New York Film Academy.
Yes.
And
yes,
she's flown awesome. All over the world. They
yes,
fly
I,
her
I,
in
yeah,
and out.
Yes,
in
absolutely.
And out to
I
be on sets
everywhere.
To do
yes.
workshops. And, you know, here she is. She's the translator of the Sanford-Meisner technique, the internationally famous Sanford-Meisner technique.
I
want to
ask
Italian.
Actually more about that Meisner technique, Kevin. And,
yep.
and we heard from you a little earlier on about some of the well-known actors who have used the Meisner technique mm-hmm. to great effect. Can you just run down some more people
sure.
to remind us of some of the actors
I would
out there.
Say also some great directors, like,
okay.
you know, Sidney Lumet, who also wrote the foreword of the English edition of the book, which is called On Acting, by Sanford Meisner and Dennis Longwell, with an introduction of Sidney Pollack. He was, like, for 6 years, Sandy's, that's how it was called,
oh, Sandy, uh-huh.
yes,
right.
Sandy's assistant. And, you know, and you read in his foreword, you know, that he was learning about acting, but everything that he learned in those years created the foundation for everything else he's
and
done.
Look at the acting, you know, he got out of those 12 Angry Men.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
every one of those guys
one
was
location,
a professional.
I mean, exactly. And
yeah,
he,
yeah, so.
Absolutely. So,
Sidney
Pollack was 60. David Mamet is a Meisner,
oh, gosh.
Meisner
David
train.
Mamet.
Of course. I mentioned
Alec Baldwin.
Before,
remember Alec Baldwin in that movie, Glengarry Glen Ross? That was a David Mamet.
David Mamet studied with Meisner. John Cassavetes, I mentioned it before.
Oh,
and I didn't mention, I think, before Peter Falk and James Caan and Bob Fosse and. Susan Sarandon, I think I didn't mention her before.
But what it brings to mind is that acting really is a training, because when you
yes.
all of these people you mentioned, you can look at them and you saw a professionalism in them,
casting
adapt in
yes.
them.
Casting directors in New York tend to really appreciate actors that have been trained with this technique
they
because they're yeah. very in the moment and they're very, they listen. What an actor does on stage really depends on what the other actor gives him, right? Mm-hmm. So Meisner-trained actors tend to be really, like, connected so much with the other person that they make this dance that it's not like their own blurb or, you know, or they go into their own little thing, but it's like a direct result of what you're doing. And so we are in this together, and what you do affects me, and what I do affects you. And because my attention is so much on you, I'm not thinking. And because I'm not thinking, I become spontaneous. And when I'm spontaneous, I find some great, genuine impulses in the moment. And that's really what makes great acting, you know, like this genuine impulses.
You know, it just made me think of therapy, where we try to help the client get beyond, you know, all their suffering, the pain, the thing, just by simply being with them.
Right.
Just helping them to access another layer of themselves because they're in a place where they can trust.
Yes.
And it sounds to me that this is very much what the Meisner technique does.
Yes, it's a very pure and that's why I love it more than others. I mean, if I need others, I will take them out of my toolbox.
Yeah.
What I did that day with that student is per se, it's another technique.
What's the name of it?
Well, you know, I was using more method acting, method acting, which was embraced by Lee Strasberg, which is the first work of Konstantin Stanislavski, which is the tree from where all of these branches grew, but Konstantin Stanislavski is the father of realistic acting. So acting no longer as I'm pretending to, I am to live truthfully. As Sandy, definition of acting is truthfully under imaginary circumstances.
That's what happened
at the time, and then these new philosophies were brought here in the United States around the 30s.
Yeah.
And that's when it was a revolutionary moment for the American theater.
You know, when we were talking about doing this, you sent me an article about Brené Brown.
Oh, yes.
Shame and vulnerability. What was that talk
that she gave?
She gave a TED talk.
Yes, I would suggest all the listeners to check that out. It's a beautiful TED talk called The Power of Vulnerability. And I think she has over 80 million clicks.
I think half the planet has listened to this TED talk, which
has touched so many people's lives, because vulnerability is, it's a very important skill that that the actor needs to have.
It's horrifying for most people.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why that talk immediately creates the condition for you to feel that it's okay to be vulnerable.
Yes.
And that's what I have to communicate to my students, that it's okay to be vulnerable, because if you're not going to let us in how you're feeling, how am I going to get touched by what you're doing?
Mm.
And of course you have to be touched.
So they must feel that pressure
as a contributor in a scene.
And it's a good pressure, because without you going to your vulnerability, I can't go to mine.
Exactly.
And so that's one of the virtues of working with a really experienced actor.
Exactly.
For a novice to work with an experienced actor who's able to get there, it sort of brings you out slowly to be able to get to your own.
Absolutely. And it's terrifying, like Ben was saying, because we are trained to believe that if we are vulnerable, we're weak. And that is like such a lie. Because vulnerability,
it's quite the opposite,
and you will learn that if you listen to this talk, because it's really feeling your feelings and being wholehearted and not being afraid to be vulnerable and have that courage. It really becomes the foundation for you to live a decent and happy life.
And this is one of the telltale signs of mental health, is the capacity to be vulnerable.
Yes.
And what was amazing in her, she studied shame for 7 years
as a
clinical social worker. She studied shame, which ultimately got to vulnerability.
Yes.
And the people locked in shame were totally invulnerable. They could never let themselves be vulnerable. And this is the largest percentage of the population. Most people are trapped in this inability to be vulnerable. And so really vulnerability is about presence, about being present, being in the present. And she studied and she realized that the people that were able to be vulnerable felt worthy.
Yes.
They felt worthy of belonging.
Yes.
worthy of connection.
Exactly.
And worthy even though they felt imperfect.
That's right.
That they didn't have to be perfect. Oh, I can be perfect. I can be vulnerable only when I'm perfect. I mean, most people are walking around thinking I can only be vulnerable.
Which was never going to happen.
Never going to happen. So everybody's postponing. Perfect. So here's a chance to be vulnerable.
Exactly.
And acting is about getting to that
and
spot.
And feel good about it.
Yeah.
So that's the good thing. You know, it's not, oh, I was vulnerable and exposed. No, actually, I was vulnerable and I had a good time.
And yeah. it's a beautiful thing. It really is. If you're just joining us, you're tuned into The Positive Mind here on 99.5 FM WBAI. I'm Ben Starr. I'm here with Kevin O'Donohue, our guest, Anna Maria, who you've been hearing from these past, 90 minutes or so. And Anna Maria is a seasoned professional in showbiz. She has done theater. She has done television. She has done film.
We're up to number 11, Ben. 11 calls so far.
She's a senior instructor at the Acting Studio, Inc. Here in New York, as well as at the New York Film Academy. You're offering our listeners a chance to have a 3-session acting class, which is a lot less intimidating than it sounds.
No, it isn't.
Okay,
yeah, exactly.
It's a lot less intimidating than it sounds. It's actually not intimidating at all. And what you're doing is you've donated your time to BAI. In hopes that our listeners will want to participate in this 3-session acting class here at the Positive Mind Center, West 57th Street. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. A $150 tax-deductible contribution will get you that 3-session acting class. Again, this is a contribution that helps keep WBAI on the air, helps keep us producing these programs. This is a labor of love. So just so you understand what you're donating for the expenses and the infrastructure of the station to continue. I mean, think about it. Everything in New York is more expensive than its counterparts elsewhere. Whether it's a home, whether it's running a business, whether it's buying dinner. New York is just more expensive, and radio stations are no different. Right, it's expensive to run a radio station in New York. We need your help. We need to pay for studios, transmitters, hardware, and the very few dedicated paid staff that are on the BAI payroll. It's not many, folks. So 516-620-3602. Kevin and I do this as a labor of love because we love to do it, because we loved Armand and we wanted to honor that
commitment. And we love to grow.
And we love learning.
We get a chance to grow, sharing
these guests with you, introducing people to you, you know, whether they're authors or experts or actors, as the case may be. So 516-620-3602, that is the number to call today. Thank you so much, by the way, to those of you who have called in. We really can't do this without you. You are the backbone of this station. And I know that sounds dramatic, if you want to use a pun there. But I know that sounds like I'm...
Went right over my head.
I know it sounds like I'm, you know, making it into a huge deal, but it is a huge deal. And we need you to pick up the phone and call 516-620-3602. Every contribution brings us closer to our goal. Even if it's a $10 contribution, it makes a huge difference. If everyone listening now contributed merely $10, we could end the fund drive. That's the thing. We need the maximum participation possible. Of course, not everyone is able or always willing to contribute. And that's why we ask for larger amounts so that the few who do can cover for everyone else. Right? Remember, we are putting this out there. We are the station, right? When I say we, BAI, we are providing community radio 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And we come to you, our listeners, to ask you to show your support for that, to ask you to help cover the costs of that. If you pay a phone bill or a TV bill monthly, TV bill's a better example. You pay a TV bill, there's 412 channels of nothing. And you pay a high monthly TV bill. I'm asking you to pay your yearly radio bill today. Can you do that for me, please? 516-620-3602.
And give yourself a treat in the meantime. Or give a gift to somebody else. I mean, this is a treat. You're going to get something for your contribution. Not only keeping us on the air, keeping the Positive Mind on the air, but WBAI functioning healthy going forward. you're getting something for yourself. You're going to get three really great nights of exposure and challenge and fun and enlivening activities. And you're going to walk out of here into the spring air really with a nice kick in your step.
That's
so
right.
For $150, you get an acting coach, an acting professional, walking you through the steps to you.
Also, what's great about it, that this is for this is love in this path, because I'm not here because I'm making, money, or it's really about honoring, for me, it's about honoring Armand, my friendship with Armand, my friendship with you guys, and at the same time, do something that maybe can perhaps help people, you know,
it
to feel a little better,
the,
you know, and so I'm thinking, you know, if all of some of the concept that we touched upon can help people feel a little better.
We're coming up on half past the hour, so we're going to take a short musical break. Thanks to everyone who's called in so far. If you haven't, enjoy this song and take this opportunity to call 516-620-3602 with your tax deductible contributions. Excuse me. Back after this.
Guys, this is Julian Joiello here, and I just wanted to talk quickly on the subject of acting classes. And I am an actor myself, as many of you know. I've done television shows, indie films, theater. I studied theater at LaGuardia High School and NYU Tisch for a BFA in acting. And I had a great time there studying acting as an actor, but going through all that acting training, I actually learned a lot kind of as a person. What's really cool about acting classes, especially the Meisner technique, which you'd be focusing on in these workshops, is Meisner's technique is about being totally, totally present. So present that you can't think about anything, that you are only there with your scene partner, with the other person, and listening to them, observing them, feeling your body and feeling the setting that you're in. The motto of the Meisner Conservatory is about living truthfully in imaginary circumstances. Now, that applies to acting in a really great way, but also as a human being. I mean, imagine going out to dinner on a date and being able to focus and respond truthfully and honestly in the moment to the person you're on a date with. I mean, it's a different world when you can really be there and not be all detached and in another world or overthinking everything. It's not about that at all. It's about being impulsive, about honing that impulsive and spontaneous part of you that allows for honesty and realness as a human being. So these Meisner classes are incredible, and they're really life-changing for actors, but not just actors, just people. And that's why it's such a valuable workshop to go to.
The incomparable Wes Montgomery here on 99.5 FM WBAI. You're listening to The Positive Mind. We are in our fun drive mode, which is why we ask you to call 516-620-3602. This station is completely funded by listener support, so we really, really can't do it without your help. I want to change gears very slightly right now, and I want to relate a story to those of you who are longtime fans of The Positive Mind, people who listen to this program, who enjoy this program, who connected deeply with the voice of Armand DeMille, because this kind of explains how we got where we got and how we wound up here. So on June 13th, 2015, I was in Flushing, New York. I was at a Mets game. And I went out with a friend to go see this game. And I was watching the Mets lose to the Braves. But it was an uneventful game, but I was having a good time. And I got a text message on my phone from Julian Joiello telling me that Armand had gone into the hospital and he wasn't well. So I was worried. Worried enough that I left the game immediately. I got on the train, took the train all the way into the city, got on the 7 train, took it all the way in, and then went up to the hospital and visited Armand. When I got to Armand's room, Julian wasn't there, or he was there. Julian was still there. But also there were Kevin O'Donohue and Anna Maria Cinciulli.
Yes.
And the four of us sat there together with Armand, and he was in good spirits, and he was talking that right then and there, telling Julian and I about how we were going to do a show with Anna Maria about acting. And, you know, again, if you're a longtime listener to this show, you know what happened next. Armand died 9 days later, I think,
yeah,
in the hospital. And we never got to do the show, the acting show. So in many ways, this show that we've done today, where we talked about acting and we've offered this 3-session acting class here at the Positive Mind Center, this is kind of a way to honor Armand, to close the loop on all of that. And it's really amazing to me that, you know, that we're here, the three of us are here having this conversation. What do you guys remember about
that? Well, you know, I remember that he ordered food. I don't know if you remember that.
He ordered
like 2 pizza provençal, and he ordered some drink. And you know what? I still have the plastic containers of that food.
I went to go get it across the street.
You went to go get it. And he said, take it home. And I have those plastic containers.
I remember.
And I'm not throwing them out.
I remember him correcting us about how we're going to do this show.
Well, because
he said, you're not making it clear.
Exactly.
You can't see it. If you can't see it, you can't, you know, it's not going to work.
Because one ring of the chain is that in you know, since I met him, is that you went to an acting class.
Yes.
He said to you. So
you changed.
Exactly. And then because you already had taken the acting class.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, I mean, we're talking 6-month span.
Right.
Right, and where I was guest here in that show presenting yourself.
Yes, right.
And then, you know, 3 months later, he suggests you to go into an acting class.
Yes.
And then you come to my acting class.
Right.
And then 3 months later, we are in that hospital room talking about this acting class.
That's right. And I forgot that comment when we were talking about how acting can change you.
Yes.
And he said, it's changed you.
It changed
and
you.
It did change me. I remember very much. It very much changed. But
we're not done yet, Kevin.
But he was so vibrant and so alive, even lying flat on his back, looking up at us, saying, "No, you're doing it wrong. You know, you have to do it this way. You got to make people see it."
And with his passion for life, you know, because I think that, you know, in that moment, the way he was talking to everybody and the way he ordered food and, you know, had us have a drink and so forth. And here's a man who's gonna live life and is gonna continue live life and you know until he has his last breath. And that is, and I think that is still with us.
Yeah. And a week later, he had everybody in and you know, have a sip of scotch, and then
I wasn't there.
And then he was ordering all sorts of flavors.
Yes,
cucumber
and I wasn't
juice,
there, but
beer,
I was, but I oh, he
cherry
did.
So oh
but
everything
I wasn't
he wanted
there.
To sample everything.
But I went there on the Monday that night, and I remember texting everybody, how is Armand, and so many people wanted to see him, and I finally get there, and I look at him, and I smile at him, and I said, you know, we're going to go to the beach, and he said, yeah, we're going to go to the beach, and I told him I loved him so much, and I think that moment is what made me, you know, feel like that I was there for him. You know, if I hadn't gone that Monday, and then you text me the day after and you told me that he passed.
So we're honoring him here.
We finally had the opportunity
to bring this up
to put this together. And you know, it's so present in my mind, and I know that you both are thinking about it as well, but I really wanted to share that with our listeners because it's really a huge subtext of what's going on today. And it's a huge subtext and a huge part of why we organize this, and we organize this premium. Again, it's a three-session acting class with Ana Maria, and it'll be here on West 57th Street. Might even do it in Armand's old office.
Oh, yes.
That seems
absolutely.
Like a good
we
good
can
room
clear
to
it out,
in.
Sure, sure.
And the cost of that premium is a $150 tax-deductible contribution. That money goes to WBAI. We are not getting paid anything for this. Ana Maria is doing this out of the kindness of her heart. She's not getting paid any of this. It's all of this money goes to WBAI. So this is what we're doing to try to incentivize you to contribute to this fund drive at 516-620-3602. If you prefer to do it online, I understand. You can go to give2wbai.org. That's the number two, give2wbai.org. And make sure that you, when you donate, you put us down, The Positive Mind, as your favorite program. And that's give2wbai.org, the numeral two.
You know, and it just the memory is that he wanted, he played up till the end. And he wanted the play to go on. What is that great line? The play must go on.
The show must go on.
But Armand was all about going forward. He was a steamroller of a man. The show healing must go forward. He was always about going forward.
Always.
Even, you know, even just the way he walked the last few years, barreling ahead, constant in motion.
Yes.
And so he wanted people to play. And here is play. Here is a chance to come to the center and play. You know, acting class sounds so serious. It's, you know, so intimidating. Let's call it acting play.
Yes,
all right? That's what it is.
Yes.
And you come and you do all of these fun exercises, and miraculously you'll find, even in those short three sessions, you're going to walk out of here a changed person.
Yes, and absolutely. And I think that it's very important for people to understand that I'm going to really make sure that everybody feels safe. So if any of you out there, you think, oh, my God, I cannot do this because I'm so shy. I'm going to be put in the spot in my acting class, and I'm going to make sure that I take care of that.
This is your expertise.
That's what I do. That's what I do, and that's what it's part of my work.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because any time I start a new class, everybody's shy. You know, whether I teach 18 years old or I teach, you know, seasoned professional when I do my workshop in Europe. Everybody's like, oh, my God, what's going to happen here?
You must be some kind of psychologist. You've had to learn psychology along the way.
I think psychology, you know, Sandy Miser used to say acting is an emotional profession. Now, if psychology goes into it, because you need to understand the layers of a human being. And that's why it's not about the ego, oh, I'm an actor, you know. And I tell my students, which sometimes they're 18 years old, but they don't know who Grace Kelly is. And I say, I hope you're not in here because you're going to become famous, because, you know, in 10 years, you know, or, you know, in 20 years from now, nobody's going to remember who you are, you know. So they immediately kind of change attitude.
What was that other quote that you mentioned in the first hour about, I can't quite put my finger on it, but it was acting is about
behavior,
imagining the real.
Oh, yeah.
It's living truthfully under imaginary circumstance.
Yes. Okay, there was another one.
That was very similar. Yes, being the pianist and the piano. That's more
the first one. It was more like the first one.
The first one. Acting is listening for the first time. What else did I say?
I think it was being in real.
Being control of being out of control.
That's
George Bernard Shaw, and it was given to me by my great teacher James Price,
who's
the director of the Acting Studio Inc. Yeah. And he was like, being in control of being out of control, and
that's how Ben drives.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you can let it out. You know, you can let it out. You can get out of control. What I say to my students, you're allowed to do anything in this room, but if you have an impulse, if I bring you to an impulse in where you want to turn the table or where you want to kick a chair on the side, I better kick the chair towards the wall. Don't kick the chair towards the audience, because that would be blacking out. Mm-hmm. And no one can black out. It has to be safe, right? So you learn also how to deal with these strong impulses that especially the Meisner technique generates and it's great that, you know, that they can access that.
Trauma and transformation.
Yes.
Do you have, I mean, how does acting help with people who are obsessed over, you know, things from the childhood, things from
well, again,
their past?
You are the instrument, and you have to learn how to play your piano and your notes. So sometimes there's stuff in the way that does that prevents you from being able to play a note, from being able to be vulnerable, from being able to express your anger. So I have to go, sometimes I have to go in a little bit. And again, I don't want to be a therapist. I'm an acting teacher, right? And I say, and so I try to talk to the student, and then they tell me, and they say, what's wrong? You know, I see that you're very upset right now. I see that you're very angry, but you're not acting out this impulse. You're not telling the person to go to hell or whatever, right? And then the student, and then I have a conversation with the student, and the student tells me, but I don't like to yell, you know, I don't like to be, I don't like to be angry. And then I go a little bit deeper into that, and I realize that it's very safe for them not to yell because they got that portal of information they received from childhood or from a parent, which made them suppress and oppress their anger. And so I have to start from there. I start with putting in the conflict. I start with saying, you know, you feel very upset right now, so express it, let it out. It's okay, it's safe. And then I kind of have a reputation to getting it out of them, you know, like to push them there in a way that, you know, they let it out. And then once they let it out, I ask them, how do you feel? I say, oh my God, I feel so good. And so when you say traumatic, it depends on what I'm doing with the students. Because, you know, a student could have a traumatic experience for which he has learned to oppress something. Mm-hmm. And now I go into method acting a little bit. You know, method acting, which I know how to work with some of those exercises. But a big exercise of method acting, which is Strasberg approach taken from the first work of Stanislavski, is okay, I'm going to take you back to that traumatic experience that you had when you were 12.
But and that's not Meisner.
Meisner,
that's,
you know.
Intense. Yeah.
That's intense. That's intense. Because when, and that's why that work sometimes was considered not always safe for the identity. Because when you open that door, you have to know how to close it.
Right.
So with that student that day in class, I knew I could work with her because she had enough experience to handle that. Yeah. So if I have a client who's on a set or feel that there is a blockage in his emotion that I need to work with, I may take that client, that student, that professional actor back into that place so that they can feel those feelings and they can express that pain. And I can even say, let's bring back the person in the room.
Beautiful.
What do you want to say?
Yeah.
And when that happens, and it happened to me as a young student, that a teacher helped me with that, I let things out. I let things out. And that, you know, that's like a breakthrough. It's like a catharsis that can happen. And then the student can feel the pain, and you know, Armand did the show about the drama of the gifted child is a beautiful book, right?
Brilliant.
And so when you finally feel it, when you finally express it, and you can express your anger, kind of every other emotion then can be explored. You know, it kind of falls in. Now I got really upset. Right. Now I can be loving and I can be vulnerable and everything else. So it depends on who I have in front of me.
And I like that it's not a why. You know, you don't stop the class to say, okay, let's find out why.
No,
do the exposure. It's called exposure therapy. You're taking them into the scene, into the moment where it happened.
Exactly. And it might not even happen in this class, you know, because, I mean, these are three sessions, and I want to really make sure that people are going to get out of the class feeling great.
Yeah.
So I will have to assess, you know, what the person can take it, what the person cannot.
Absolutely. And if you're intrigued by what you're hearing right here with Anna Maria telling us about her acting classes, we're actually offering three-session pack. It's three sessions. Come in. It's an intimate, small class size with Anna Maria. She is just the very definition of compassion and grace and elegance, and you will love working with her.
Thank you. She's
phenomenal.
And just one last time to give you that information, it's a $150 donation. too, get these three acting classes with Anna Maria Cianciulli, the very talented and exciting teacher who's going to be teaching these classes the first three Fridays of July and the first three Fridays of August, July 7th, 14th, and 21st, and August 4th, 11th, and 18th. And if you can't make one of those, you have a makeup at the end of the month on each of those Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m., call 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, and make that call and make that donation.
That is a $150 premium. I understand it is a large sum, but it's well worth it. I promise you this. We do need a few more calls to meet our goal for this hour. So please, call 516-620-3602. We need you on board with us. We need you with us. Show us your support. Show us what Free Speech Community Radio means to you. Let us know that it matters to you. You know, we're typically, when we do a fund drive show, we get phenomenal support from New Jersey. Really, really impressed over the years that I've been a part of this team. What, you know, seeing the support that we've gotten from New Jersey. And today, New Jersey has not lived up to its reputation. So I'm going to ask you, specifically you in New Jersey, please
pick
up.
They like to act in New Jersey, didn't Gandolfini? Well, he's not from New Jersey, but he acted like a guy from New Jersey.
Yeah, he played a guy from New Jersey.
He played a guy from New Jersey.
516-620-3602.
Experienced in the Meisner technique.
Yeah.
Listen,
so let's get some New Jersey people in.
I know it's a Long Island area code, but please, New Jersey,
516-620-3602. The studio is in Midtown.
And Long Island, please, we'd love to hear from you too. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, Westchester, even I know you can hear us up there in Fairfield County, 516-620-3602. I know that if the weather's clear enough, and I'm not sure if it'll get out there today or not, but when the weather's clear enough, I know you can hear us out in the Poconos. So 516-620-3602, that's the number to call. We need your help. We need your support. We are a unique entity on the New York City dial. We are smack in the middle of the FM dial at 99.5. Can you imagine?
50,000 watt transmitter.
50,000 watts. This is a gift.
Yeah.
This is a gift that we have to keep passing on to the next generation. The only reason that we're here now is that people throughout the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s have contributed, have come together, have made that phone call during Fun Drive to bequeath this station unto us in the 2010s. And it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we keep it going for those listeners, future generations of listeners in the 2020s, in the 2030s, and beyond. So we cannot be the generation that drops the ball. After everyone passed it on down to us from the 60s down to today, we have to make sure that we secure the legacy of WBAI and pass that on to our children and our grandchildren. And that's what I'm asking you to help us do today by calling 516-620-3602. We have been at this since the early 1960s, all right? That is a lot of years. That's like almost 60 years. Let's get another 60 years. Help us out. 516-620-3602.
And it's really a credit to the New York City listening area to keep this station going. It is a non-commercial public radio station, communal-based radio station, responding to the needs, the wants, the interests of the community. And to be around for 60 years is quite a testimony to the history of the station and the quality and content of the station and the radio shows. And we're proud to be part of that and keeping it going. Armand was on the air for 35 years. We're carrying forward with a guest he had 6 months before he passed, and we're taking the mantle, and we're proud of it and happy. And we're really glad to be giving this premium, because this is part of, you know, what Armand was about. Therapy is a serious thing. Suffering is a serious thing.
And an experiential.
But it's something to get healed. We were meant to be positive, positively minded, and we're meant to play. And this premium, you know, is a summary of all the things Armand.
And
for all ages.
Because, this could be a moment for someone, you know, it's like, oh, I am now retired. I always had a little passion for acting, and I want to go what it is, and maybe you can get into it then more.
My mother was on some soap operas you know, in her 50s and on stage in her 60s. She had 15 kids, so she didn't have time to be the actress that she wanted to be. She was an actress in college, an actress in high school, and she wanted to be an actress, but she had to put that on hold to raise her big family. She ended up on soap operas, you know, and then she started getting on stage, believe it or not.
Exactly.
In her 60s, she went back to acting class. I mean, so this is not for just 20, 30, 40-year-olds.
No,
this is an acting class.
Ages 8 to 88.
8 to 88. Acting is fun.
We'll take a 91, too. No, just kidding.
Why not? Some of the best actors get it in their 80s. You know, really, really good in their 80s.
So if you've enjoyed our talk with Ana Maria today, give us a call at 516-620-3602.
Say the number. Go ahead.
Yes, of course. You guys can call 516-620-3602. Do not hesitate.
That's right. Do not hesitate. 516-620-3602. Remember, all your contributions are tax deductible, and that goes a long way when it comes to be that time to pay down your taxes. It's good to have those stubs. We'll send all that information out for you for the appropriate tax year. 516-620-3602. We are raising money because WBAI is fully and wholly and completely listener supported. This means that we do not take bribes from politicians or underwriting money from large corporations. We don't bring you the news brought to you by a computer company. You know, we don't bring you the weather brought to you by a certain political party. You know, we are as objective as it gets. Now, of course, producers will have their individual biases, but when you check out BAI's unbelievable breadth and diversity of programmers and programming, you know, it really is an unbelievable resource, and I'm asking you to help me continue this station's existence, pass it forward, pay it forward to the future listeners, just as those prior listeners paid it forward to us. And I wouldn't ask you to do anything that I wouldn't do. So I will put this out there. Although this is a labor of love for me, I still find a way to contribute what I can during fund drives. It's not always a lot, but just it's the purpose. It's the principle. I feel like better about myself. I feel like it's an important statement to make. I believe in voting with my dollars. Because I don't always have confidence in the other kind of voting. I don't always have confidence that voting matters, but I know that voting with your dollar matters. And right now, you can make a massive statement with your dollars by calling 516-620-3602. I'm Ben Starr. I've been here with Kevin O'Donohue, Ana Maria Chinchula.
Chinchuli.
I'm having trouble with the pronunciation.
No worries, Ben. This is a very difficult last name.
It ends in a vowel.
Thank you so much again.
My honor.
Thank you for being here. Thank you to those of you at home who have contributed. We love you very much. And we will be back hopefully soon. Take care.
Hello. My name's Katie Halper, and I'm the host of The Katie Halper Show, which you can hear every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on WBAI, that's 99.5 FM, or WBAI.org on the internet. I want to tell you about a great event happening on Wednesday, June 14th at 7 p.m. at the Brooklyn Commons, which is at 388 Atlantic Avenue. We'll be doing a live taping of The Katie Halper Show, but we'll also be adding stand-up, storytelling, and karaoke. I'll be co-hosting the event with Marie Faustin, a stand-up comedian and host of Tall Tales in the Big City, also a show on WBAI. To get tickets, please go to givetowbai.org, search for Katie and Marie, and you'll find the event. Get tickets, support WBAI, and have a great time. Also, two lucky people will be able to perform with us. And it's only $10. What could be better? $10 for a live taping of a show, some stand-up, some storytelling, and karaoke.
Hi, this is Christian McBride, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org on the web.
In morning, when the moon is at its rest, you will find me at the time I love the best, watching rainbows play on sunlight, pools of water, ice cream, cold nights in the morning. Can't you imagine it? It's the morning of my life, yeah. In the daytime, I will meet you as before. You will find me waiting by the ocean floor, building castles in the shifting sands, in a world nobody understands. In the morning, 'tis the morning of my life, 'tis the morning of my life.
Another one of the mornings of our lives with WBAI 99.5 FM. I'm Mimi Rosenberg with the Wednesday edition. And this morning, Trump's sideshow trip to Israel reinforces Netanyahu's militarism in the region and ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. Just about a week after Nakba Day, also known as the Day of Catastrophe, which was commemorated on May 15th, the day after the date for Israeli Independence Day, that for the Palestinians is an annual day of commemoration of the displacement that preceded and followed the Israeli Declaration of Independence in 1948, Trump arrived in Tel Aviv just after having gone to Saudi Arabia. He arrived with the same message from the United States as usual, to reinforce Israel's militarism in the region and acquiescence to Netanyahu's policies of, yes, ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians from the region, as do the Democrats and the mass media that continues to occupy the minds of the public in partisan support of Israel and utter disregard of and contempt for Palestinian self-determination and all manifestations of its liberation struggle. We'll turn our attention to the roots of the conflict on this 69th anniversary of the Nakba, when Israel was officially declared a state following the forced removal of more than 750,000 Palestinians from their homes and the destruction of over 500 Palestinian villages and towns. In commemoration of al-Nakba last week, people across historic Palestine, including in the Israeli territory, the occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip, they held rallies, marches, and candlelight vigils, even though Israel has made publicly commemorating the Nakba increasingly difficult for Palestinians with a Nakba law. The law authorizes Israel's finance minister to revoke funding from any institutions that reject Israel's character as a quote-unquote Jewish state, or mark the country's Independence Day as a day of mourning for them. At least 13 Palestinians were injured after Israeli troops fired rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at demonstrators outside of the Bet El settlement and military base near Ramallah. According to emergency aid workers, thousands of people in the central West Bank cities of Ramallah and Bethlehem poured into the streets carrying Palestinian flags and keys, keys as symbolic of the right to return for refugees who lost their homes during the Nakba. Nakba Day also marked the 29th day of a hunger strike. 29 days of a hunger strike launched by 1,500 Palestinian political prisoners in Israeli jails. And meanwhile, the Saudis and other Gulf states have been discussing a new normalization of relations with Israel. If an official declaration comes from Riyadh on this initiative, it will be worthy of the title historic, because for the first time, total withdrawal from all occupied territories by Israel will no longer be a requirement for full normalization. Wednesday edition understands that the fulcrum for the turmoil in the Middle East is the question of a free, free Palestine, and looks at the roots of the conflict, how Zionism's trans-historic bullet has lodged deeply into Palestinian bodies and minds and continues to torment daily and works to negate Palestinian peoplehood, history, their connection to the land, and the ability to create their own narrative. And while we unearth the genesis of the Nakba and its continuation, we will plow deep into how the Zionist colonial narrative has occupied the American mind to rationalize, legitimize, and sustain the Israeli state ethnic cleansing. On Wednesday edition, we seek to give voice to the Palestinian narrative of the Nakba, to write Palestine and its people back into history while asserting their centrality to the past, present, and future, and to further the cause for a free, free Palestine. And we, as thinking people, as we have been for 60-plus years at WBAI, understand that much of what happens in the world today as it emanates from the Middle East, the fulcrum is Palestine, the question of Palestine. The issue of Palestine continues to be the fuel for the fire of upheaval, uncertainty, and the stimulus for war in the region. And we begin our morning's program with what is nothing short of a roadmap to apartheid.
This is the beautiful land of Israel and Palestine. The world's three most prominent religions, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, consider it holy land. Each year, millions of people from around the world come here to pray for peace and prosperity. Yet this land is also a major center of conflict in the world today. For Jewish Israelis, the conflict centers on protecting a homeland created for the Jewish people in 1948. For Palestinians, it is about resisting decades of colonialism, expulsion, occupation, and apartheid. Thank you. Most people identify apartheid with the grotesque system of control that existed in South Africa from 1948 to 1994, in which the white minority ruled over the black majority, stole their land, and deprived them of basic rights. It was a system reviled by the whole world, and it eventually crumbled under the combined pressure of internal resistance and international sanctions. Today, the word is back, and with it too is a growing global movement to end the Israeli form of apartheid.